brought to you by the reinvented 2012 Camry. It's ready. Are you?
Welcome to Stuff You Should Know from HowStuffWorks.com.
Hey, and welcome to the podcast. I'm Josh. This is Chuck over here. Say hey, Chuck.
Hey.
Chuck, I should probably slow it down, stop sounding so like a morning talk show hosty. Have you heard about the bombing in Yemen of the U.S. Embassy?
I haven't. Did that just happen?
Yeah, it happened very recently. I think the 16th, September 16th.
Wow,
like that.
I feel like a heel now.
It doesn't feel too bad. For some reason, any bombing that happens in Yemen doesn't make, you know, the biggest news. I don't know why, because this is an Al-Qaeda bombing. And actually, it could have been a lot worse. There was a group of guys who were loaded down with explosives. Their car was just laden down with explosives. And they were going to go through the first checkpoint, blow up the gate after the first checkpoint, and then a second car was going to come through and kill anybody and everybody.
Wow.
Well, the guards at the checkpoint didn't buy the first car's story. So they opened fire and they blew up. So these guards were killed. But it alerted everybody to what was going on.
Sure.
There was a firefight between the Yemeni security around the American embassy and the second car. And eventually all the terrorists were killed.
Wow.
But I think 16 people total died. And most of those were American. Well, no, there's one American, but most of them were working at the embassy. It was a big deal. It was the first major terrorist attack on a U.S. target since September 11th, 2001.
But we haven't heard anything about it because Sarah Palin's eyeglasses are making
yes.
front page
news. Her updo is capturing most
right.
of the headlines.
No wonder I didn't hear about it.
So I was reading an article in Time, and they were saying, like, this is the most recent clear indicator that we have a real problem with Al-Qaeda in Yemen. It's a hotbed. Like, it's very, you know, friendly to the West. And actually, this attack was supposedly a retaliation for Yemeni security forces staging, like, counter-terrorist activities. And Al-Qaeda's like, what do you think you're doing? So it is friendly to the United States, but at the same time, it's still kind of a hotbed of Al-Qaeda activity. The thing is, we're pretty fairly entrenched in Iraq right now. I don't know if you've heard.
Right.
Yeah, we invaded in 2003, haven't left yet. Doesn't
sure.
look like we're going to anytime soon. And now Afghanistan's boiling over again.
Right.
The last thing we need is another front. And Yemen doesn't sound like the kind of country we're just going to walk into and, you know, invade, basically.
Right.
So what do you do?
Well,
what do you do when you have a hotbed of Al-Qaeda activity?
You know what I
would
do? And
you need surgical precision to take out as much of the guys as possible.
You know what I would do?
What?
Two words. Delta Force.
Oh, I've heard of these guys. Actually, I haven't heard of them. You know why?
Because
they
yeah.
don't officially exist.
I know. It's kind of creepy, but kind of cool.
It is. Yeah, there's. We should probably warn the listeners right now. Chuck and I will most likely devolve into some sort of weird boyhood admiration of all the sick stuff Delta Force has done over the years.
Right.
So just be forewarned. If we start tittering or get really excited or one of us takes our shirt off, don't be offended, okay?
I know. I did find myself when I was reading your article because I would say classify as anti-war. Not for this stuff, but
sure.
when I was reading this stuff about the Delta Force, I just thought it was the coolest thing I'd ever seen.
Well, I think that's what's so cool about Delta Force is you send them in, you don't need to go to war.
Yeah, maybe
so. They take care of business.
Sure, maybe
yeah.
that's what I like about it. It's
yeah.
clean and precise and quick and little. That's kind of how it should be.
So we should probably give some background here. Delta Force is essentially, as we said, unrecognized officially by the U.S. government.
Right.
I had a lot of trouble in writing an article on them because
I bet.
You really have to piece everything together. There's lots of hearsay. There's no concrete evidence.
Right.
Like there's no
DeltaForce.com that you can get to.
Exactly. There is, but it was sadly disappointing and
was it
clearly
the Chuck
run
Norris
by
movie?
Some guy. No, no. Which, by the way, the Chuck Norris movie, Delta Force, highly inaccurate, wildly inaccurate.
I'm sure.
There was another movie he made called Invasion USA, which in that movie he much more resembled a Delta Force operator. He
right.
didn't wear a uniform. He had an Uzi. I think both of those movies, Lee Marvin was in both of them, right?
The late great Lee Marvin.
Right. Well, specifically in Delta Force, Lee Marvin's character, but also in Invasion USA as well, Lee Marvin's character was very much based on this guy named Colonel Beckwith.
Yeah.
I don't remember Colonel Beckwith's first name. Do you?
Colonel.
Yeah, well, just call him Colonel.
Yeah, I think that's how
he
prefer it.
He's like a murderous version of Cher, Colonel.
Right.
Right. So Colonel Beckwith was this guy who basically had been over in Great Britain to train with the SAS.
Right, the British Special Forces.
Right. So he's over there. He's really impressed with this group. We have our own version of the Special Forces. It's I can't remember what it's Special Forces Operational Detachment A, I believe.
Right.
And that's our regular Special Forces, who in and of themselves are just complete and total, just they're rough.
Right.
They're
Can
tough.
We say badass?
I don't think there's any way to get around it. Let's just get it out of the way right now. Delta Force,
that's what they are.
Is badass. Yes, they are most decidedly. And the Special Forces in and of themselves, these are the thinking man's arm of the Army.
Right.
They are basically inserted into enemy territory, and they identify dissenting groups against the whatever government we want to topple.
Right.
And one or two Special Forces guys assemble guerrilla armies out of these dissenting forces and create insurgencies from within. It's been done before.
Right.
That's just Special Forces. Delta Force actually draws from Special Forces.
They're not even Army. They don't even they don't identify with any particular branch, right? Because they draw the toughest dudes out of all the branches.
Right, yeah, yeah. And have you read Black Hawk Down or Killing Pablo?
No, I saw the movie.
Okay,
I saw a great documentary on it, too.
I saw that one, too. It was excellent, excellent, on an unnamed channel. The author of that book, Mark Bowden, is apparently just loved by the Delta Force because he's actually interviewed Delta Force operators, which is what they're called. They're not soldiers. They're operators.
Yeah, I kind of like that.
And they don't wear uniforms or fatigues. They shoot anything they like, which we'll get into later. That gets certain private companies who hire Delta Force operators in trouble. Mark Bowden put it pretty clearly. He said they are professional soldiers who hate the Army.
I know.
Which actually, really, if you think about it, that's the definition of a mercenary.
Yeah, basically.
But they're under control. They're ostensibly under the control of the U.S. military, right?
Yeah, but apparently, and this, like we say, all this is kind of
it's all conjecture.
Hearsay, conjecture,
yeah.
But only answer to the president. That's kind of my favorite part.
Yeah, well, that whole thing came out of their second mission. Their first mission was to guard the Pan American Games, I think, in 1978.
Right.
And that went smoothly. Nothing noteworthy happened. Maybe because the Delta Force was there.
Sure.
I don't know. Their second mission was Operation Eagle Claw. This is the hostage takeover in Iran in 1979.
Right.
2 years after Delta Force had been assembled. And this was back when Colonel Beckwith was real hands-on, and he was in there and basically like the Lee Marvin character. He's leading the charge and shooting commies and all that kind of thing. This is Operation Eagle Claw. They're flying in to do a strike on the American embassy that's been taken over by Iranian extremists.
Flying in what? Plain black helicopters.
Yes.
It's not like a TC's rainbow-colored island hopper on Magnum P.I.
No.
It doesn't say U.S. Army.
Actually,
it doesn't say CIA.
To tell you the truth, it would probably more resemble TC's helicopter than your normal Huey. Yeah.
Sure.
They have their own aviation platoon that can get them from place to place and actually creates plausible deniability.
Right.
It could just as easily be a bunch of crazed, wealthy American businessmen bent on, patriotism as it could be Delta Force.
Right. But Eagle Claw, I distracted you.
So Eagle Claw, they're going in, there's a helicopter crash, and they never get to actually carry out the mission. The problem was is Delta Force was being commanded by traditional Special Forces commanders.
At the time.
Right. After that, they were taken out of command.
Yep.
As I say in the article, no one has any idea whose command they were put under.
Right.
And you kind of get the impression, the more you find out about Delta Force, that they're not under anyone's command. Like I say, they answer to the president. I think that's probably about it.
Right, and no one knows where their funding comes from. I think you called it a black fund.
It is a black fund, yes. There's some sort of appropriations that I'm sure Congress deals with every year, two years, whatever, and then gives X number of millions and millions of dollars to this Delta Force Black Fund, and they do whatever they like with it. And actually, in 1985, that was a banner year for getting, actual documented evidence that there is a Delta Force. some Delta Force operators were being investigated for basically misappropriating money from that black funds. They had been deployed to, I think, Sicily to for counterterrorism activity.
Right.
And before they could leave the country, they had to be cleared by the Justice Department because they were all under investigation.
Yeah.
Because they'd been basically pilfering money from a black fund.
Right.
I mean, what do you do? How do you pilfer money from a black fund? You just put it in your pocket and walk away?
I guess so. I mean, there's got to be a money trail somehow, but nothing that, you know, is public, obviously.
Well, also, I mean, what are you going to do? It's Delta Force. Like, hey, give us our money back. No.
Sure.
Okay, sure.
We'll come in there with a submachine gun.
Right, yeah, yeah.
Have a talk about it.
And their weaponry, actually, is the stuff of legends as well. Apparently, they favor Heckler and Koch tremendously.
Right.
MP5s, M4s.
M4s and MP5s.
Yeah, which are pretty cool submachine guns.
Yeah, I looked them up on the internet. It's pretty cool looking.
I don't even
like guns.
No, but these things
are awesome.
Exactly. This is the heart of Delta Force. Okay, this is what Chuck just said is exactly the heart of Delta Force. He is against war, and yet he is awed by Delta Force. He doesn't even like guns, and yet he's awed by the guns that Delta Force uses. This is quintessential Delta Force.
Yeah, and well, part of it has to do with the fact that, you know, their operations, they have some of the names Eagle Claw and Operation Urgent Fury was one of my favorites.
What was that, Grenada or
that was
Panama?
That was Grenada, and then Panama was Operation Just Cause.
Operation Just Cause was the operation where the United States, including special forces, I think the Army Rangers were there. Basically, we sent a contingent of our best of the best down there to get rid of Manuel Noriega.
Right.
And
rescued a CIA guy.
Yeah, there was a CIA guy who'd been operating in Panama, basically doing a radio-free broadcast, and he'd been captured. And so Delta Force went in and, I believe, rescued him?
Yeah, rescued him.
And they also captured Noriega.
Right.
If it wasn't Delta Force, somebody captured Noriega, because as far as I know, he's still in a prison in Miami right now.
Well, I think they helped capture him.
Okay.
So it might have been one of those things where I have a feeling Delta Force a lot of times doesn't get the public credit for some of these things because they don't exist.
Right. Yeah, exactly. And the other impression I have is that Delta Force really doesn't care about the public credit. I think they just like to be deployed.
Right.
Whenever I think of Delta Force, they're supposedly headquartered at Fort Bragg, North Carolina,
supposedly,
which is the home of the Army Special Forces as well. And apparently it's very well-funded, great training center. But when I think about Delta Force training, I just see a bunch of guys who are either bored or frustrated.
Right.
They want to be around the world, in Yemen, for example, illegally hunting down Al-Qaeda operatives and shooting them while they're unarmed.
Well, you know, the other thing that you'll find if you were to see a Delta Force training operation is some excellent marksmen.
Yeah, this is really something. You want to tell them what the requirements are? As far as we know, again, this is conjecture, but we got this from, I think, VFW magazine. You want me to tell them their
No,
joke?
I'll tell you.
Okay.
So this is reputed, of course, that Delta Force recruits must show 100% accuracy from 600 yards away.
Okay, so that's six football fields.
Six football fields.
You have to be able to hit some target in the heart from six football fields away.
Right.
Where's the 90% accuracy?
90% is at 1,000 yards, so they'll give you a little bit of leeway if you're shooting from 1,000 yards away.
At 10 football fields.
Right, 10 football fields.
Now, they also, we were talking about the armaments, the weapons they like. There's a Browning 50 caliber sniper rifle.
That's a very large shell for
it's
people
enormous.
That don't know.
It is enormous. And apparently they use that for targets up to 1,750 yards.
Right. I mean, that's the kind of thing that can go through a wall, then through another wall, and through a brick wall,
right,
and then into someone's, tank,
head.
Probably.
Or, yeah, sure.
And then through somebody's helmet and head.
Right.
That's
yeah.
what a 50 cal will do.
And then go out the back and wrap a Christmas present on the way.
Right.
Yeah.
It's not a friendly caliber.
Amazing, no. So,
I tell you what, though, man. If I was stuck in Grenada, if I was a journalist, and I was blindfolded and potentially going to be beheaded, you know who I would want coming to visit me?
Oh no, I realize
Delta Force.
Sure, of course.
Nobody else.
No, and they have had some sterling operations that have made it into the media. There was a hijacked airliner, in, I think 1984.
Uh huh.
And what country was it, Chuck?
84, was that Yemen?
If it was, then wow. Okay.
It wasn't Yemen.
Okay.
I'm kidding.
Let's just say, okay, we'll go with a 1984 airliner hijacking. These guys, I believe, I don't know how many members were on the team. They stormed the airliner. Now, there's four hijackers in there.
Indonesia.
In Indonesia, right. Okay. They stormed the airliner that was on the tarmac, the jet. There's four hijackers
right.
who had this whole plane load of hostages. Delta Force goes in there, and as far as I know, they used the two-tap method,
yeah,
which Colonel Beckwith came up with.
Right.
The two-tap method is where you put two bullets in the head of each target.
Right. It's not a love tap.
No. So I think I point out in the article, you know, when you see somebody on in a movie or on TV and they've spared some enemy that is dying, but he picks up a gun and tries to shoot, maybe kills
Die
the
Hard,
hero.
For instance.
That doesn't happen with Delta Force.
No.
You get two bullets in the head from a Delta Force operative, you're going down and you're not coming back.
Yeah, it's definitely a shoot first. Don't even ask questions.
So,
there are no questions.
I think this was a TWA flight or something. They stormed this flight, two taps to each hostage taker, not one casualty, not one innocent casualty. As far as I know, only the four hijackers died.
Right. Isn't that crazy to think about this international incident, these hostages, and eight bullets takes care of the whole thing?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
I think it's kind of cool.
I agree wholeheartedly. Now, we are getting a little drooly, as I warned.
Sure.
We're pretty excited about Delta Force right now.
We want to be in Delta Force.
Kind of. Although you wouldn't know if I was.
Ah.
So there's some plenty of criticism of Delta Force. They were reputedly part of the siege of the Branch Davidians compound in Waco that went horribly awry.
Yeah,
didn't get across in the article, but some of the sources that I read, it sounded very plausible.
Yeah, and that's definitely one of the black eyes
definitely.
On the Clinton administration and our country as a whole, I think.
The other thing from researching this article is Clinton seemed, let me put it differently, the Delta Force was operating within the U.S. borders, which is not what's supposed to be done. The military
sure.
isn't supposed to operate in the borders of the United States unless martial law has been declared.
Right. As far as police action
right.
goes.
That happened a lot under Clinton, a disproportionate amount.
Right.
That happened supposedly at Waco.
What I love about Waco, though, is they admitted that there were three Delta Force guys there, and one was supposedly an observer, which
right.
I don't know.
He was just standing there watching.
Yeah, from what
sure.
I get from these guys, they're not ones to stand around
exactly,
and look and
no.
go, wow, you're doing a great job.
Right, exactly. You know, patting the backs of the FBI, like,
right.
way to firestorm that place.
Yeah.
Way to go, buddy. We know for a fact that they were at the World Trade Organization Summit in Seattle
sure.
in 1999. Which went horribly awry.
Yeah, they do a lot of guarding of dignitaries and
Hamid Karzai apparently is being protected by Delta Force right now.
Right,
and it's so weird. When I was researching this again, I saw photos of Karzai with guys that were identified as Delta Force operators, and you'd start looking, and all of a sudden you'd start to recognize it, this guy or that guy.
Really,
and
same guys.
Same guys, but in different locations. You
sure.
know. There's a very famous photo of a special forces guy out of uniform wearing I can't remember what they call it, but basically that head wrap
uh-huh.
that goes around the head, and then it's not a turban, but it's somewhat similar.
Right.
It goes down the back. He's riding a horse through Afghanistan with laden with guns.
Yeah, two tapping his way through Afghanistan.
Exactly, but he was special forces, you know. But
right.
You see that guy around here or there. So it's really interesting to start to root through their history and come to the present and start to see the same people over and over. And you're like, I'm pretty sure I'm looking at a Delta Force operator, somebody who doesn't exist,
right.
somebody who's a shadow, somebody who is basically the closest thing we have to a license to kill.
Sure.
Like, you don't send Delta Force in to rough somebody up.
No.
You send them in to completely slaughter everybody.
Two taps.
Hopefully Chuck and I will survive the night after recording this podcast.
I know.
We'll find out.
We just want to say we're glad these guys are out there. I mean, I much prefer Delta Force going in, a few guys doing something efficiently and quietly, than sending in, 10,000 troops. So.
Oh, sure. Yeah, it's much less clumsy, and it gets the job done, although, I'm quite sure there's several human rights activists that would disagree with us on that matter.
Yeah, Josh, I'm sure you're right. That's a good point.
Yeah, well, it's all. I'm sure the Delta Force would disagree with them, and I would not want to be the human rights activist.
No, thank you.
While we're sidestepping an international incident, don't forget to look up how Delta Force works on HowStuffWorks.com.
Let us know what you think. Send an email to podcast@HowStuffWorks.com. Brought to you by the reinvented 2012 Camry. It's ready. Are you?